Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, an inspirational podcast where we celebrate courage, personal growth, and the power of saying, why not today? I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and I believe that one step can change everything. Each episode, we share real stories from people who have taken bold actions, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs and artists to everyday dreamers and doers, we explore the life-changing moments that start with the simple question, why not today? I created this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who lived by those words. Join me as we uncover the powerful stories of hope, connection, resilience, and transformation. Whether it's pursuing a passion, overcoming obstacles, or choosing joy, our guests will inspire you to live with purpose and courage. Ooh. And FYI, we do not edit these conversations because I want you to hear the real, the raw, the true, and just a real conversation. So I'm excited about my guest today. And April,
Yes, that's correct.
So I met, and I call them why not today moments when I know where I was, what I was doing, and I was driving to a networking event and listened to another podcast, which I listen to often, Jenna Kutcher, and mm-hmm. she's got Gold Digger podcast, which is pretty big, one of the top podcasts people are listening to.
Yeah, yes.
And you were a guest talking about AI. And so one thing that I know that I know that I know, and my dad taught me this, is ask. The worst thing somebody can say is no. And mm-hmm. so I reached out to you on LinkedIn. We connected and we've had several calls. And I'm excited that you've helped me with some things with my business. And you want to do a podcast. I'm calling it out, calling you out here.
Yes.
And so I'm going to teach a course or workshop on doing podcasts, and you're going to be my guinea pig, and we're going to walk you through it. So, so you just never know. And it's interesting that you just got to ask. I had an author that I met on CBS this morning, and or I saw her on it and reached out. My guest that I had on a couple weeks ago, she's been on twice now. And when somebody heard I had her on my podcast, they're like, how did you get her? Like, again, I asked. Well, she was on, I don't know if you listened to this one. It's Entrepreneurs on Fire.
EOS. I've heard of that. Yes.
And it's really one of the top ranked on Apple. He does one every day. And she was on that the other day. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in good company.
So, tap yourself on the back.
Maybe. Gotta ask.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to have you and kind of hear about your journey. And it's been an interesting one. So share who you are, a little about you, and then we'll get into the courage stuff.
Yeah. So my name is April Duaney. Busy working mom. I'm an advocate for AI. I just love the transformative power of it. And I just have had a thread throughout my life of empowering women. And so I love that I can use my tech side with my passion, and it now encompasses my everyday life. So that's me in a nutshell.
You've got two girls?
Two daughters, a junior in high school and a eighth grader. So she's actually graduating from middle school, which I didn't even know was a whole thing. So we had to do a celebration. We went to the next grade.
When we were kids, we graduated from high school.
Yeah,
now we graduated from preschool and kindergarten and middle school, you know, all the things.
Like, something to celebrate. It's like, I went to school today. Celebration.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I'm excited to have you here. And I know you're in Miami, but you live in the D.C. area.
So I'm from DC. So I was born in DC. I've actually been in Boca Raton, which is about an hour from Miami. And then I lived in Africa for about 10 years before we lived in Florida. So I've kind of lived all over the world.
Yeah, well, I love that. So it's interesting. I've had a lot of connections with Africa recently.
Mm.
Not on my list at all whatsoever, but it keeps popping up. So you never know.
Yeah.
So what does courage mean to you?
You know, I was thinking about that question. I'm like, oh, I want to have a great answer, you know, try to make it very polished. And then when I really just started thinking about like my most courageous moments, it was always the same thing over and over again. And it's like doing the right thing when it costs you the most and it's the least convenient. Doing the right thing anyway. And, you know, that's how I define courage. I think it can be something small, it could be something big, but it's really doing the right thing when it's just, it costs you the most or it's the least convenient.
I totally agree. And it's interesting. Everybody's got a different one. And I've had a couple of people that have been on more than once and they've had different courage definitions. I think it's different every day, you know, what we have.
And different stages you're in life, you know.
Exactly.
What's your definition?
Oh, that's a good question. Nobody's ever asked me that question. And I've heard so many people's definitions. And I think the one that resonated with me the most recently is courage is picking your values and what
I
is
like that.
aligned to you ahead of anything else.
Yeah, I like that.
And yeah, that just kind of resonated. I mean, I've had heard everything. My brother, who was on my first anniversary episode, and he looked it up. He's the only person that got the dictionary out and looked it up. But yeah, I think it's, putting your values first
Values.
and
Yeah.
putting you first.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people telling us what we should do.
Should do. Yeah.
The 2.5 kids, the white picket fence, the work for the government, and
Exactly. The good job.
I've never done those things. So courage is, staying in your own lane and being true to you.
Yeah.
The whole why not today message, we got to enjoy our life.
I know it's so short, and I feel like
It
we
is.
don't realize how valuable life is until you're in like a like pivotal moment, or when you're in a valley and you're like, oh, why didn't I do all of these other things when I had the opportunity? So that's why I love the message with why not today, because it's like one, tomorrow's not guaranteed, right? And so it's like, what's the worst thing that can happen if you just take one step forward today, you know? So
And
it's
I think that's
really
it. It's that one step
extraordinary.
forward and then another and keep trying. And
Exactly.
that's what we did when we were little kids. And I watched a little girl the other day learning how to ride her bike. And
Yeah.
she's like, in 3 weeks, I'm going to be off my training wheels. And her mom's like, really? I'm like, she's obviously not the oldest. She's like, nope.
Okay,
Like,
we've
well,
been
look.
here, it'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. So
Yeah.
let's hear about you. So how did you get into the AI world? Have you been playing with this in a long time? Talk about your business. How did you get to your business? And I know that's definitely
Yeah.
why not today moments in there.
So many why not today moments. But for me, I have an engineering background, so I'll just tell you I'm a nerd. So I love data, I love numbers, I love coding. Like it's just my zhuzh. It's just exciting to me to really be able to solve problems in the most efficient way. And so I do have that as a baseline. But what I do remember early on in the kind of engineering space is that I was always the one and only. So even in college, you know, in my engineering 101 class, I was the only woman, I was the only Black person. And so that kind of set a tone for me where I didn't necessarily feel invited into the tech atmosphere and took to the tech space, even though it was something that came very naturally to me. And so went through college. I started my first job was as an IT auditor, which sounds nerdy, but I loved it. That just shows you how much of a nerd I am. But then, as I mentioned, I ended up moving to Africa. And while I was there is when I really started understanding impact, and when I really started understanding like social enterprises and being able to help other people. And so came back here right before COVID, and I just saw a lot of changes happening in the world. And you know, the divides in terms of wealth, the divides in terms of health, like everything, all of the divides were just getting wider and wider. And so
It should be the
that's
opposite way.
It should be the opposite, you
Like,
know?
why
So
are we
many
going
years
backwards?
later, exactly. And a lot of the conversations that I was having, you know, 20 years ago when I was in corporate America, those same conversations we're still having in terms of women having to work harder for less and, you know, just all of these different things. And, you know, around that time is when ChatGPT was first available widespread. And I remember my first prompt as if it was yesterday. And I was just like, this is gonna be amazing. And I was just like, the longest wormhole. My first prompt was like wellness for working moms or something like that. It wasn't even a prompt, it was just like an idea. But it was so addictive to me because I was like, you could go from having an idea to executing something so quickly, something that would have taken years and months to do. You could get responses immediately. And so that's when I started my consulting business. And I said, I can now combine my love for technology and innovation because there were also not many women talking about using AI. We're still on this mindset of doing things the hard way. And so I just started consulting. I started like testing out, making my own case studies, launching, publishing them on LinkedIn. And people were like, oh, this lady, she's so weird, but you know, this information is interesting. So, you know, people started reaching out. I started doing speaking events, and it's just kind of built from there. So,
That's
That's how I
awesome.
got started.
So, do you have some why not today moments in there that you remember exactly where you were, what you were doing when your life took a pivotal change and went in a different direction?
You know, I think during COVID time, there were multiple why not today moments because we were in a space where no one knew what was going to happen tomorrow.
Very
You
true.
know, we're thinking, okay, first of all, what is COVID? You know, I have to now wash my fruit. It's like all these different things that we're doing, and everything felt very tense. And so for me, to be honest with you, I feel like I probably have been playing it down in terms of my life and what I really wanted to accomplish. And now you're kind of in this isolated space that's making you slow down and really think like, okay, have you really been utilizing all of your skills and are you living the life that you want? And so it's like you couldn't hide from those questions. You know, you had to like face them right on. So, I mean, there were so many moments. I think just being still and just thinking like, you know, how do I want to move forward from this moment? You know, I remember looking at my daughters. We had just moved from Africa. We're now in Florida, which is a completely different experience for them. And I was like, they have to start over. And I'm like, oh, well, I can also start over, you know? And so just looking at it from a lens of what kind of example do I want to set for my children? What do I actually want my life to look like? And so even reclaiming the agency of saying, this is what I want. This is who I want to help. There were just so many moments tied into, you know, that time frame. And I'm sure not just for me, I'm sure a lot of the listeners also relate.
Oh, absolutely.
So many transformative moments during
I mean,
the craziest time.
I totally changed a business too. Like I had a business that had to totally be changed because of COVID. And yeah, and lots of why not today moments. And that's kind of where the why not today podcast idea came from.
Oh,
So
the original.
yeah, it was a why not today moment. I was walking with a friend that had a podcast. I'm like, I've been thinking about doing a podcast. She's like, well, you should. And then somebody quoted something I did, talked about something my dad, and he said that they both always said, why not today? And I told that to my friend, and she goes, well, that's the name of your podcast, and you just need to do it.
Oh
And
my God. I love those moments,
where
especially
did
if
it come
you're
from?
paying attention to those moments.
And I think
That's
that's it. We need to pay attention to those moments, not always be so fast or be with your nose in a phone or yeah.
Be
It's a
engaged.
yeah. And I think taking the time to, we did have time to slow down. And since COVID, we have not had time to slow down. I mean, remember those first few months? It's like, oh, I've got all this time. And then we had to double down and start surviving. And we never really slowed down to figure it out. Somebody recommended a great book to me the other day. And I think this is kind of where you are. And I am definitely. It's called Strength to Strength. Have you heard about that from Arthur Brooke?
No,
He
I'll
actually wrote
check that
another.
out.
He wrote another book with Oprah, and Oprah had him on her Soul Sunday podcast. But it talks about strength to strength. It's like when we're younger, we're striving, we're achieving, we're climbing the ladder, we're reaching all these goals. And then we hit a point in our life where we get a little older, and all of a sudden we're bored, maybe not fulfilled, feel like there's more. And this is kind of where he says midlife crisis has come from. And this is the time you go from your next strength, and he has different terms for it, but the next strength being now you want to make an impact. You want to teach. You want to help other people. You want to bring people along instead of just you achieving. And I think that's definitely where I am. And it sounds like you are. Like, who can we make a difference? And isn't it fun when we can see somebody that we work with light up? I know, and we're going to get into AI in a second, that you taught me some cool tricks, and it was a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday, and I'm like, I don't know if she's working, but I'm gonna. And I know your email, you're good with, I'm get back to you. I'm busy. Kind of, you have a response, which I appreciate, but I'm like, I'm just sending it out there, and then you start communicating back. I'm like, all right, we're on. And I mean, I was just having so much fun.
One of the things you mentioned, though, that I really love, and it's tied into a few different points you mentioned of not being afraid to ask. I think that ties into sometimes people want to give back and they want to contribute, but they hold themselves back because they feel like they need permission to do that, you know? And so you don't necessarily, like an ask doesn't have to be for someone else. You can give yourself permission to
Oh,
now lean into that space.
absolutely.
And, you know, that's another reason why I like AI because it can help you articulate your idea in a way that you would have had to pay maybe thousands of dollars to get like a business coach or an advisor or something
Right.
personal development person, a leadership coach, or something like that, where you could just utilize the tools to just kind of bridge that gap. And so, now I see a lot of like influencers and thought leaders. They're very young people, haven't necessarily experienced much, but the people who have the experience are like afraid to, put their thoughts out there, put their experiences out there. And so that's why I love the message of why not today? Like, you have something to share, share it,
Yeah, let's. Yeah, and a couple points with that, talking about wanting to serve and give back. A lot of people don't know how if they weren't brought up
True.
in that environment, which I was. And my dad, I remember at one point, it's like, you guys need to start giving back. And, it was right out of college. I'm like, yeah, right. But now we are and have
Right.
been. And I was recognized where I live for an award several years ago. And it was a peer nominated. And it was just giving back to the community. And my dad got it several years before, but I remember afterwards, it was a great honor. But afterwards, people are like, how do you get involved? How do you know? And I'm very involved and know a lot of it. I've been in the same town my whole life. And I'm very connected, and not afraid to meet people. So I can point people in the direction, but people don't know. And then to the point that, we're afraid to share that imposter syndrome, like, I've got a 30-year career with Mary Kay, which some people downplay and like, oh yeah, you sell lipstick. I'm like, no, I have built a big business and been super successful. And yes, it was direct selling, and yes, it was Mary Kay. And some people put, as I said, downplay that, but I've got super valuable skills that I can pass on, and it all applies. Everything we've done in life, we learn and we can pass
Exactly.
it on.
Nothing is wasted. I've learned that recently. Nothing is wasted. Even if it feels like it's a waste, it'll come back around at some point.
Yeah. And what I found with people talking to people on the podcast, it's a lot of bad stuff has happened to people. And the bad stuff happening to people is often that what's gonna propel them to the next
The
thing.
next. And just another thing you mentioned in terms of not knowing how to give back, I feel like that also ties to people maybe not learning or having the courage to know their values, because they're trying to think, okay, how will this be perceived by someone else? But when you like take the time to really know what your values are, what you stand for, then what you want to articulate will flow easily from there. So that does take a lot of courage, though.
All right. So I want to dig in a little bit with AI because I love to give some tools. And I was at a conference yesterday and somebody had a great quote. He says, AI won't replace humans, but humans with AI will replace humans without AI.
That's 100% accurate.
And he said, the quote is from lots of people on the internet. And so,
It's true.
I've had several people like, oh, I want to be creative, and I'm like, I am so creative. And just in playing with it, it's only been a few months that I've really dug deep into it, and it is my lifeline and stuff. So you've taught me all kinds of tricks. And you actually have one that is part of your coaching package that you've designed, which I swear when you do the dictaphone, it sounds like you, so you don't know that it was not. But I literally spent an hour on a Saturday saying, okay, this is my idea. And it walked through like, how much do you want to make? And what's your hourly? And, broke down how much it cost me per minute when I'm wasting time. And so many powerful things. So talk to the person, because I know there's a lot of people that are just clueless. So talk to the person with some of the magic you can do with AI or your tips if you have. And then we'll talk to that person and talk to the person that's more evolved and some of your tricks and tips.
So I'll just go back a step and talk about how why I created that tool. So it's called the Peace and Profit GPT. And I work with so many different women who their first step in business is that they don't know their own self-worth, right? And so it's easy for me to see someone's self-worth, even if not necessarily self-worth, but what their marketable skills are. And so I can have a conversation with someone and just, understand whether they're, could be a customer service guru or salesperson or whatever. It's easy. It's like my hidden talent is to identify other people's skills and help them translate it in a valuable way. And so many women that I met, they were just stuck in this loop of frustration, trying to pick an idea, and then they're picking things that don't align with who they are. And so the peace and profit is just really meant to really give you a really strong start. Like, how much does your lifestyle cost you? A, that's why you're getting into a business. What are the skills that can support that lifestyle? And then the third part is that we waste so much time. So I have a client who is an expert in accounting, but she's now creating GPTs. And like, I'm like, you're wasting so much time on something which is taking you away from what you actually want to do. And so
Right.
when you have that number, like your minute is worth $13, you're not going to just be scrolling on Instagram. You're not going to just be, doing mindless activity that's taking you away from what your goal is. And so it's really meant to take the nonsense out of the start. And I feel like that's the hardest part for a lot of people is where to start.
Right.
And so that's why I created it. But it's for the person who's on the fence about using AI. I have a heavy sigh because it's like, how can I describe it? It's like trying to build something with your hands when you need a hammer, you need a screwdriver, you need like a chainsaw. It's like cutting down a tree with an axe when you could, when there's a chainsaw right
Well,
next to
I
you.
just kind of had a thought about that. It's like, all right, how many people Google, look online and Google it and search for things, right? That would be like saying, and I don't know if this is a good analogy, like, okay, instead of Google, I'm going to go to the library and get an encyclopedia and I'm going to look it up. And the date is probably not good because they're not updating it as of yesterday. So when you use chat, you have, and like I pay for it, a whole $20 a month. And oh my gosh, I've saved probably thousands of dollars and minutes, but it knows who I am and it remembers and it can pull all the stuff. And I just tell it like, oh, I want an email that says this, this, and this, and pull in this and do this. And even like from a Mary Kay business, I did a newsletter the other day and I said, I want to focus on products that have sunscreen in it. Here's my Mary Kay website. Go. Boom.
And it does work. Your analogy is actually perfect. So imagine the time it's going to take you to get up from what you're doing now. You have to drive to the library. You got to go and look through. Like, people don't even actually know how to find books in the library anymore.
And
You
or
have to
know
go
if
and
there's a
research
library.
it. So the amount of time that it takes you to get your questions answered the old-fashioned way versus using AI, it's just not even worth doing it anymore. So I'm not saying don't go to the library. I love the library. But now, if we're talking about being efficient, there's no reason not to use AI. And then I also feel that the way that it's perceived and the way that it's marketed is intentional. When you think of words like prompt engineering, you think about machine learning, it does give a sense that it's just for techie people. So that, I don't know if it's intentional or not intentional, but that is also something that keeps people a little bit away from using it. But it's literally just everyday common language, the same way that you talk to Siri, the same way that you talk to Alexa, that's all artificial intelligence. And
Right.
so for the people who are afraid, I just want them to know you have been using it already. You just may not have known it, and it may not have been intentional. But you wouldn't go through millions of listings on Amazon. No, you it tells it recommends things to you based on the same in technology that AI is using. So
And if you have a smartphone, you're using AI without knowing it because they're listening to everything you're doing. And
exactly.
they
So
have been.
yeah,
And
and
with the
it
credit card, all the things we're doing, it's kind of scary, but then that's the world that we live in.
yeah. Anything
And
related to data is gonna have some AI
right.
capacity to it.
So what are some secret trip tips, tricks, things that you could share or ways to use it for your business and also personal?
I think the best way to use it is to be clear on your end goal. And so when I'm working with clients, or even when I'm just talking to my mom, she's like, what is this AI thing? Can it do this? Can it do that? And so it's very easy to get overwhelmed because you're looking at it from a lens of what can it do for me versus I have this very specific problem that I'm trying to solve. Let me reverse engineer that problem. And so I think the most powerful way to do it, whether you're prompting or using the tools voice-wise, is to just have an idea of what you want at the end goal, right? So if it's, hey, I'm starting a podcast for this audience, I want it to be a bestseller, or I want to have the most downloads or something. You want to give it that end task so that it can now articulate the output to you that best align with what you want, versus giving it a very general, like, oh, do you have an idea for a podcast? It's gonna extract data from everywhere all over the world. And that's why people are getting overwhelmed because it's not specific.
So
So
you need to
the
be
more
really specific.
you have to be very specific and you have to know what is the end result that you want, right? So if you're a new business owner, if you're someone that's listening and you're like, hey, I want to start a business, I'm making, 20,000 a month in my corporate job. If you want to replace that salary, you would say, hey, this is where I am. I want to replace this salary. I want to work only X amount of hours per week. This is how I like to engage with people. So the more specific you can be, the better the output is, right? And so that's always my number one step to tell people, because at the end of the day, AI is narcissistic. It wants to please you. It's gonna tell you what you want to hear. So the more specific you are about what you want to receive back, the better results you'll get.
Yeah, and you absolutely have to proof it and check it. And
Yes.
you
Yeah.
know, I got caught one time. I was had an event and I just was running out the door. I'm like, I gotta post something. So I pulled it and put it in chat and I'm like, just do this. And it had the dates complete, even though the dates were in there and they knew it
Yeah.
it totally messed it up. And I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
that posted. So do review it. And
Yes.
one thing that
It's not a
drives me,
magic wand at all.
no, one thing that drives me crazy, which I was asking a friend of mine that's in marketing and does a lot with AI about, is the dashes. That, and as many ways as I say, get rid of the flipping dashes, they're always there. And she goes, you know, use it an opportunity to proof it. Cut and paste and put it in with the dashes and then take them out, and it gives you a chance to read it over, which makes sense too.
It gives you a moment to pause and not just like, publish.
When you're running late and cut and paste and put the wrong dates.
And I think that's the right way to do it. I think in the day that we live in now, it's so easy to copy and paste. And so for the people who are very intentional about their message and about the like transformation that they want to offer to other people from a business perspective, you're going to be able to tell. The people who are just, copy and pasting an idea because it's trendy and then they're just publishing it versus someone who took the time to really look through it and it doesn't look, as generic as everyone else's, that is going to be a point that is going to stand out.
Yeah, I have a friend and she was talking about AI about a year ago about this. And she goes, and this is kind of where I feel, I don't feel like one of my super strengths is writing. I can talk, but my background is numbers and finance. And so writing has always kind of intimidated me. Like writing the book, people keep saying, when are you going to write a book? I'm like, oh. But so what chat does and helps me do, or AI helps me start. Like I'll give it the ideas. And I don't know, have you done the exercise that you can go into ChatGPT and say, what are my blind spots? And I did that. And one of my blind spots was that it said a perfectionist, which I don't think I am at all, but I revise it a lot. You know, and so the trick that you taught me, I don't know if you were trying to teach me this, but it absolutely worked. Using the dictaphone function on my computer. And I've done talk to text, but if you use the dictaphone, I literally had a conversation, which was you, because it sounded like your voice. And I would share things, and then it would talk back to me. Now, I could, when I hit finished, I could see all the text. Like literally, I was going to print out my conversation. It was 74, 8.5 by 11 sheets.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So
So
we
that's a
went.
full session right there.
It was an hour, and we went from business idea, my per hour, all the way to comparing CRMs, comparing
That's amazing.
like Trello versus Asana, you know, all
Right.
these things. And
Yeah.
but it knew me. It's like, well, based on how your brain works, I would say this
Yeah.
one's better than this one. I'm like, okay,
Right.
you're so right.
Right.
But having that function to be able to talk. So literally, I was just having a conversation with myself for an hour. And it pulled out so much data. So that was helpful for me.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the great things about AI. Like I mentioned before, I've never seen a technology that's so widely accessible. So when you think about someone who's differently abled, who cannot type, they can still utilize AI through the dictation. Someone who maybe has a vision impairment or something like that. It's like the tool that can win for everyone. Even if you're just using the basic $20 a month ChatGPT account, you can get so much out of that account.
That's what
And so,
all I have. Do we need more?
yeah, no, I use the same $20.
No.
I use multiple different ones for different things, but there's no need to, I mean, unless you're an engineer or something like that, that version at that cost is, it's a no-brainer to
Right.
use, you know. So
Well, yes. Yeah, so it's so magical.
yeah.
And the other thing you did for me, and we're going to jump on this, is that when we talked that day and we kind of did a coaching session with me, and we talked about LinkedIn, which I haven't been that active in, and the accountability portion. And when you work for yourself, you don't have accountability. And so a project you want to work on that could be taking, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it. And I always say, I don't procrastinate. I am deadline driven. Like, I'm going out of town tomorrow, and you should see my to-do list. And all this stuff's going to get done. And so you gave me some parameters that I had to, some things I had to accomplish, which I so appreciate it. And what you made me do is use chat a little bit more. So I walk every morning with my dog and usually listen to a podcast, but often that is my time and my brain starts to move. And so I often come back and I'll like walking, I'm opening my phone, opening notes, emailing myself, and then you start your day and you forget it. And then a week later, you're like, oh, what was I
What
thinking?
was that idea? It was such a
So
great
what I've started to do,
idea.
not as often when I'm walking, because I'll come back in and make my coffee, and honestly, I'll open chat. I'm like, these are my ideas from today. Create a LinkedIn post. And I have a whole bunch set in there that are based on, one was talking about focus, because I'm doing a workshop in a couple weeks on focus. And it was like talking about focus, how you can learn, my dog's name is Iggy Pop, what you can learn from focus from a dog, They're very focused. They know where they want. They know there's certain things they're going to do, and there's certain spots. They've got their rituals, and so there's so many things that just when your brain starts moving, grab your phone. I used to have somebody help me do a lot of graphics for me, and I would get in the car to go on a trip, and my brain would start moving, and I'd have all these ideas. So I'd Messenger. I have a Voxer app that you can message, and by the time I got somewhere, I'd send her like six ideas. Then she was able to put them in place.
And what's also good that you know when you're most creative. Like a lot of times people don't now connect, oh, I'm most creative when I'm out walking my dog. And then they can actually what is it called? Bundle her your activities of walking the dog with your creation time. You know, if you wait until it's the end of the day and it's like you're exhausted, then you're not going to be as creative. And
My
that's the,
afternoon walks are not very motivating.
they're not the same, right? But
No.
the key to winning with AI, because now we are out of the space of competing, right? There's no competition now. It's the person who has the ability to create, that's the person that's going to win. So your unique creative thoughts matched with AI, it's what's going to propel you forward. It's not about competing for price, competing for product. Like your unique perspective is yours alone. It can never be replaced. Just going back to that quote that you mentioned. So putting yourself in the space where you're the most creative is going to give you the best output, because that is something you're walking your dog in your city. That's a very unique experience that you're having, you
Right.
know? And so you pair that with AI so that you can publish that or leverage that experience into one of your offers. And so the more we can create, the better you're going to be in terms of success and profit and all of those things that come along with business. But for people who are like, oh, I just want to use AI to copy someone else or compete, that it's just that game doesn't exist anymore.
I love that analogy. Because I am very creative, and it's been able to take all those ideas and put them into place and have a place for them.
Have a place for them, right?
Yeah, I love that. So, all right. So we've gone longer than I usually go, but we could keep talking. So any other last minute tips? And of course, we'll share all your information in show notes.
I mean,
If you
for
want to
me,
connect with you.
I'm just really advocating for more women using AI, and I'll just touch on that just for a minute or two. What I'm seeing now in the AI space, we all have access to the general tools, but I'm seeing a more tools that are coming that are even more powerful than ChatGPT and others. And a lot of these tools are buy invite only. And so when I do my research and I see who's being invited to these tools, they're not people that look like you and I, right? And so now we need, I just want to have more women using AI, getting more comfortable, because as we use it, we train it to understand us better, our perspective, our, different experiences. And so the more that we can make it more diverse and represent other perspectives, the better that it's going to be for all of us. We won't have to worry about the bias that comes in and the assumption that, I did a post a few months ago about National Daughter's Day, and I was using Perplexity. It assumed that I was a man because I said I was in tech and I have daughters. And so I had an argument with it, and but it's because it's based on data that doesn't include someone that looks like me. And so that's why I want to just advocate for more women, more, diverse communities to really engage with the tool so that it can just represent all of us.
What a good point.
Yeah.
And it makes, as women, we think differently, we network differently, we work differently,
Yeah.
and we need to train these so it listens to us.
Right.
I love that. So I always, in the podcast, I always talk about the connection with my dad. And
Yeah.
obviously, you didn't know my dad. But I think one thing I've been thinking and talking about, and I think I created a LinkedIn post, I don't think I ever did it, is what you have taught me with the dictaphone. I can see my dad driving in his convertible, and he always had a dictaphone underneath the seat of the car,
Oh,
a
wow.
literal dictaphone with a little tape thing. And he would was very creative, and he would share his ideas. And then
Oh.
he and this takes you way back. And then he'd give it to his secretary, who would then transcribe it. Now, look at how much effort that took, and where we are now.
We've gone beyond. It's the same technology, it's just faster,
Yeah,
right? It's still
and
the
so
same.
much more stuff. And I
And then
love
the
your statement about the creativity. That makes perfect sense. So how would you encourage somebody else to get started, to
Yeah,
say why not today, or any of those things?
I think about my dad also. He was a writer, and so he actually passed during COVID time, and I know he would have loved AI because he was a person that had like millions of ideas, but he couldn't like keep them all organized. So, I just would advise people to just get started. Start with whatever is the biggest hurdle in your day-to-day life. And so once you start using it and getting more familiar with it, it has a snowball effect. Don't be fearful. We do live in a fearful society where it's like, be afraid of everything. But I don't want people to get behind, and I don't like to be the fear monger, but just get started with it. A very simple, you can use a free version of ChatGPT to just get started. If it's like meal planning, or if you have an idea that's stuck in your mind and you want to make it something actionable, or business, or just get started with it. Don't be afraid to fail. It won't allow you to fail. So
Right. Well, that brings up a good point, meal planning. Like, what's the most like, and we talked a lot about business, using it for business, but what's the most like unique way you've heard somebody use it?
Well, I actually, it's so funny. My daughter, that's a junior in high school, is she's now preparing for college. And so obviously it has been years since I prepared for college. So I forgot how intensive the process is in terms of your statements and this and that. So I created a GPT for her, college prep GPT. And so it gives her a checklist. She can now say, hey, I like this size of a school. What are other schools that are comparable? So it gives her all of the information at her fingertips. She was a little upset because she wanted to like boost up her SAT score. So she was like, hey, I had this experience, da, da, da. It gave her like all these insights. So it's
Wow.
not just a business tool at all. It's a
Wow.
tool for whatever you need it to be for. I've seen people take pictures of their pantry and their refrigerator and just say, I'm so exhausted, I can't think of a meal. Take two pictures of their pantry and their refrigerator, and it'll come up with, five meal options.
Wow. I put
People.
in, I was one night, I was like, not much in my refrigerator, and it came out with a great dinner. I've used
Yeah.
it for like workouts. I've heard people use it for
Exactly.
vacation planning.
Yes, planning, yes.
All those
Creating
things.
invitations for parties, and
Yeah.
there's so many use cases for it, which is why some people get overwhelmed. So just thinking about what you're particularly trying to solve, that's always a great start.
Yay. Well, I will share all your information. So thank you for all the insight.
Awesome.
And
Yeah,
I
this was
love all the
great.
talk. We could talk forever.
Yes,
And thank you, everybody, for in joining us on this inspiring journey. Why Not Today is more than a podcast. It's a movement to help you take action, live boldly, and make a difference in the life of you and the people around you. And just so you know, with the Why Not Today movement business, I offer free work, or not free workshop, paid workshops, that I've got one coming up. I do some free training. And then really my passion is what we talked about, empowering women and helping women. And so I am doing coaching one-on-one, and then going to move to a group coaching. So if anybody's just looking, you're struggling, you need some help, you feel, and I hate to use the word overwhelmed, but if you feel overwhelmed, let's talk. I'm going to do some complimentary coaching sessions. Because you just never know. We need to say why not today. So every day is an opportunity to say why not today. So be courageous, follow your dreams, and know you have permission to take the next step starting now. Why not today?
Awesome.
So
Awesome.
thanks. Make sure you share this with a friend. Bye.
Bye.